This is WUWM's Chuck Quernbach. The Wisconsin Legislature's Budget Committee will hold a public hearing tomorrow at State Fair Park on Governor Tony Evers' proposed two-year state budget. Hundreds of people are expected to testify. Joint Finance Committee hearings got underway Wednesday in Northeast Wisconsin. A faith-based social justice group asked the panel to back an Evers plan to close a state prison near Green Bay within 4 years. Hundreds of men from southeastern Wisconsin are among the roughly 1,000 housed at what's known as the Green Bay Correctional Institution. Several inmates have died there in recent years, and two studies have shown the 127-year-old building is decaying. Steve Warner of the group Joshua calls the prison dark, dank, and depressing.
But you ask, why is that important? These men surely deserve to be punished. Well, of course there need to be consequences for crimes, but destroying the humanity and spirit for those who are incarcerated there is counterproductive.
Warner says the great majority of state prison inmates are eventually released. Governor Evers' plan spells out spending more money on job training and substance abuse treatment to help 2,500 more prisoners qualify for an early release program. Former inmate Tom Denk urged lawmakers to agree.
Expanding earned release would give people an incentive to better themselves and also address workforce shortages. Can I count on all of you to make an investment in true public safety?
The governor also wants major renovations in the even older state prison at Waupun and to convert two youth facilities in north-central Wisconsin to one for adult males. Joint Finance Committee co-chair Representative Mark Bourne, a Republican from Beaver Dam, told reporters before the hearing that talks continue with the state corrections department.
Like with any plan, there are some good things in it. One part of that is closing Green Bay Correctional. There are some things that need to be worked on, so we're working through our normal process on the capital budget.
Other Republicans have publicly complained about letting more inmates out of the state prison system, which now houses about 21,500 men and 1,500 women. The state budget hearings continue tomorrow in West Allis. Chuck Quernbach, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.